I'm so grateful, Jordan. Thank you for being here because, in all transparency, we recorded this before. I feel like I need to tell everyone we recorded this podcast before and we watched the playback, and I had covered myself with paper, my camera. So, Jordan is being an absolute champ and re-recording this with me. So, thank you so much. Thank you.
Yeah, of course.
I owe you big time. So let's start with what's your name and what grade are you in?
Oh, okay. I'm Jordan and I'm in eighth grade right now. I just started. Yeah.
Fabulous. How do you like eighth grade?
It's really hard. It's a lot of work, but it's fun.
Is that, are you in LA? You're in LA. Is eighth grade junior high or middle school? Like, where is that?
It's junior high
Junior high. And
right
what are
now.
the grades
Yeah.
there?
Junior high is just seventh and eighth for me.
Okay.
And well, technically we're junior high and middle school, which is a little bit confusing, but
But for
yeah.
your school is seventh and eighth grade.
Well, yeah, for junior high, my school is seventh and eighth grade.
And then you go to high school next year, like to a
Yeah.
different. Amazing. Amazing. Eighth grade. I liked eighth grade, but it was hard. I
Yeah.
remember being like, it was like that change from seventh to eighth. I was like, oh, okay, I'm growing up. Like, it's
Yeah.
getting real, you know? So Jordan, you picked, I gave you some subjects to talk about, and you chose friendship and frenemy and what makes a good friend topic, which I love. It's, I think, one of the juiciest ones that we talk about this season. And so let's dive in. Ready? Okay. First question. What makes a real friend to you? Like, not just someone that you like hang out with and things like that, but like a ride or die. What makes a good friend?
Yeah. Dang, this is like kind of hard, but I feel like someone who is able to like be trusted like a lot. Like I have really tight friends, but like there's some people that you just like automatically trust more and like connect with more.
Yeah.
And those people are really like the people that are closest to me because you can kind of just tell them anything and it's like fun to talk to them without feeling like you're almost scared that you're going to say too much
Yeah.
because you don't know like what's going to happen. But when you have someone who's like really, really tight and they're really like, I don't, sorry, I'm
No,
like
that's
someone.
exactly it, though. You talk about like
Yeah.
being it, because you're just saying like peeling back the onion or being vulnerable, like they're a safe place to land.
Yeah.
That's what
It's
I'm
just,
hearing from that.
it feels almost like when you're like really tight with even like a sibling or something, you just have like a connection and you're really like trustworthy and that it's like reciprocal, like both of you are like that.
Yeah.
And it makes like a friendship like 10 times better. And that's mostly the people that I like really trust. So, yeah.
That's really important. And I think as you like build friendships, like you talk a lot about trust. And I'm like, that's it. Because like you need someone who's a vault. Like, so you can, feel free to say all the good and all of it that's
Yeah.
good. What are your like favorite moments with your friends? Like when you look around at them and you go, these are my people. Like, what is that? What are
Yeah.
the moments? Are there specific, have you, can you think of any specific moments or broader?
Yeah. Well, me and my class just went on this like outdoor ed trip, which is basically you just go for like a week and it's almost like a sleepaway camp. And you just have a lot of really fun memories, and that is where like a lot of my eighth grade memories are definitely going to come from because it's just fun because you're not, there's no homework, there's nothing that you like have to do. You're just there, and we were in like a really nice hiking area, so we just got to hike the whole day and we just got to talk and hang out. And there's just like, especially with like my best friend or even people that like I'm not really as tight with, you just get to like connect with all of these people, and it's just really fun to look back on all these memories. Like one of my friends, I'm trying to like think of like a good time. Like we went swimming in these lakes, and these people, we had this like group that I've like never hung out with,
Yeah.
but we just all hung out and it was so much fun. And we were just playing in the water and we were pushing each other off of like logs and stuff. And
That's rad.
it was really fun. And I don't know, it's something that I'm definitely gonna remember for a really long time.
I think there's something to that too, Jordan, too, where what I'm hearing is like maybe in a very, I think we all have like social media makes the world like so small, like it's at your fingertips, whatever. You're like talking about these really simple moments. Like you're not like, and then we went, blah, blah, blah. It's like, no, these like very simple moments that build the blocks of friendship. What I'm hearing. That's really cool. And to be honest, it's a really good thing for people to keep in mind. Like, it doesn't have to be these big, huge things. It can be these tiny moments of like pushing somebody off a rock into something like that. Have you ever had a friend like surprise you, or have you surprised a friend and really made them feel seen, made them feel special? I know you have, it's like hard to be on the spot, just, and I'll
I'm like,
clarify, like, I don't tell you what the questions are before in this part, so.
I would say like I'm like really
No,
trying to
it's
think of
like,
something.
that's a tough one. That's a tough one.
One time one of my friends at my old school was having like a really, really hard time with like school, and like everything was just like pressure, and it was like a lot because we were going into middle school and it was just very different. And she was like really like kind of like struggling with all the work. So I called her for like 4 hours, and I even like went over to her house like at like 8 p.m. just to like calm her down and to help her and like show her that it was okay. And basically she's done that for me a lot too. Like we live pretty far from each other, but if I ever need something, I can always call her and she'll always just like be there to help me. And it's just something that like I really appreciate about that.
God, that is great. The showing up. It's just showing up. Oh yeah. That's a good one. That's like ding, ding, ding. Like we all like 13-year-olds are, it's great to hear that, but like also 40-year-olds, it's like really nice to hear that too. So thank you. Okay, so to shift gears a little bit, let's talk about frenemies. We can't talk about friendships without talking about the elephant in the room, frenemies, or conflict, whatever that is. But how can you tell the difference between a friend who's just like having a bad day and doesn't want to whatever, and someone who is giving you frenemy vibes?
Almost like what I said at the beginning about trust, mostly when it's someone that you're talking to and you feel like you can't fully trust, it's different than someone that you don't know very well. Like there's a difference between when you first meet someone and you're like, oh, well, I can't tell you everything because I just met you, or someone that you've known for like a really long time and you're like, I still kind of can't really tell you everything. That's not exactly like a frenemy, but it's just someone that I almost like trust less, of course. And if someone is just like, if you tell them something and then the next day someone else comes up to you and talks to you about it and you know that they said something, you're like, like maybe you think like a different way than I do, and then when I tell you something you think that it's like fine to go tell that other person. But it's just someone that you can't put your complete trust into, and someone that you can't be like, I for sure trust you with everything that I'm going to tell you. And that's kind of what shows me where everyone is for me, at least.
That's it. That's where it's at. That's where it's at. It's the trust thing. Because otherwise, why would you invest your time, like your precious time? Have you ever liked a friend, or a group of friends or whatever, and then also, though, in the back of your mind, gone, this, I don't know if this is like good for me or good vibe for me?
Yes. But
Ah!
it was a really long time ago, because now I feel like I kind of know how to navigate which people to hang out with. But when I was in, I think it was even like first grade, there was this group of girls that were friends with me, but it was anytime I would tell someone something, it would get around to like the whole group, and I'd be like, oh, like I thought you were gonna like keep that. And It's just, there's like sometimes they'd be friends with you, and then sometimes when it was convenient, they wouldn't be. And it was something, it just like didn't feel completely right. And then once I got to about like seventh or second or third grade, I started to like figure out where I wanted to be and which people I wanted to hang out with because I was a little bit confused when I first came into the school. But I feel like that's kind of something that like showed me who my real friends were because it's like I had to make the mistake of hanging out with the wrong people to figure out who I actually wanted to hang out with. So,
Mic drop
yeah.
like this. You, Jordan, you just been like this because the thing is that is something that is applicable to a first grade experience, a fifth grade experience. This is something you have to, learning the lesson, unfortunately, can be a huge part of figuring out who your people are, you know? Okay, so to sort of round out the friendship element conversation before we get to the know-it-all segment. If you mess up in a friendship, what do you do? Or if a friend has messed up in a friendship, what have they done or what do you do to make it better or right?
Sorry, this is like a
Like,
tricky
I've never,
question.
you know what? You could be like, Rips, I've never ever messed up in a friendship. I've never hurt anyone's feelings. I'm the best. To be honest, Jordan, you're so rad that there's a part of me that's like, you probably have never messed up in a friendship.
Well, I'm like, I feel like there was something. I'm like trying to like think of like an example.
I mean, like, even I guess there's something that, like, I think it goes back probably to the showing up. Like, what are action steps that like if you break the trust, like, have you ever told something that you probably shouldn't? As
Yeah.
if we say, like, talk out of school. Like,
Yeah.
I've definitely
That's probably something that I've done. Like I told someone something completely out of school. Like I was like, these people are never gonna collide. They don't even know who they are. And then it was like at one of my mom's birthday parties or some type of like football game or something, and they came together and I was like, oh wait, no, these are guys.
The world
Yeah, like it's like when you have friends that are out of school and they don't know anything about your current school, you still shouldn't tell them. And I kind of learned that
Yeah.
because even though these people don't know anything, it's like you never really know. Like maybe they do secretly know that person or you just don't know that. And I
Like
kind of,
practicing of the trust, right?
yeah, and I told them something that I shouldn't have. And then my friend figured it out. And I kind of just had to like be completely honest just her with her about like what I meant to do, like what I was trying to do. And I just really tried to be honest with her, and I was really just telling her everything. And I was like, I'm really sorry that I did this and I shouldn't have done it. And you can almost tell when an apology is like genuine.
Yes.
And it's just that's mainly what it was for me. Like just telling her I'm really sorry that I did this and I'm not going to do it again. And it was almost like she regained trust because you just have to have it like a completely sincere apology. So,
So good.
yeah.
I was going to ask you another question, but I'm not going to because that's too good of an answer. Because I'm like, yeah, you have to own it. You own it. Like, there's something really powerful. And that's just a simple thing. That's simply owning it is it's the
Yeah.
Jordan, we're gonna go to the know-it-all segment.
Okay.
Call it the know-it-all segment because I have a feeling most of the women that I interview have been called know-it-alls or they might be in their lives, and I feel like it's a title we should all embrace. So here is your know-it-all segment. Ready? First,
Yeah.
what superpower do you have at this stage in your life?
I would say adaptability. Because even like changing grade levels or changing schools or anything, you just have to adapt. Or like seventh grade to eighth grade, the homework level that changed, like I had to definitely adapt to that because now I've like they're like last night I was studying until like 12 for a history test, and it's just like adapting to like certain, like even different groups of people is just really something that every kid has to do. So,
Yeah,
yeah.
I think that is so true. I think that kids are so adaptable that like and adults aren't. They pretend like they are, but they aren't. And I respect that so much in you and in all teenagers, boys and girls. Okay, so what's the second question? What don't you want to lose as you get older or become an adult?
I don't want to lose my creativity because I feel like I remember when I was younger, I would just go and do the literal most random things because I just had like a thought to do it, and it was almost like random determination to do something. Like even if I was in the middle of a different project or like, because my parents always used to say you have to finish this project before you start this other one. But it's just like the moment that I thought I really want to do this and I want to like be creative with it. I don't want to forget to do this because like it's something that I really want to do. I would immediately be like, I'm gonna go paint this. And they'd be like, you have to finish what you're doing. And it's just like the feeling to like really be creative and the feeling to want to go and like make something yourself, whether it's like food or like painting, which I always used to do. It's just something that I really don't want to lose. And like the wanting to go and like even like read a book or anything like that, I don't want to lose that. Even if I can't do it in the moment, I don't want to have that like go away.
I don't want that either for you. That's that I wish for you to keep that forever and ever. Number three, what do you have a sense of that adults or an understanding of that adults don't think you do?
Like about adults.
I mean, about adults, about the world, like what do you think? Like I often think that that teen girls are overlooked for their thoughts and their things, and I've always been curious about like when I ask this question in the podcast, it's always sort of insightful to me because I'm like, I have a feeling you get more than maybe adults think you do. That's what I think. That's what made me create this question.
Yeah. That's tough. I don't know. Like about adults, I would say that we really understand how hard, actually this kind of goes for everyone, how hard everyone works. Like right now, especially going into like high school application processes, it's just there's a lot of pressure, and even as you get older, because you're going into college or getting like a new job or anything like that, there's just a lot of pressure. And I feel like sometimes adults don't believe that we like understand what you're going through, even if we haven't been through it. But we do have like a sense of what's happening, and we're like, I always try to like help anyone that needs like support with anything like that. And I just feel like we really just try like to our maximum capacity what we can understand from what like you're telling us basically. So that's probably what I would say.
That's really good and it's true. I think I love that take. I think it's a strong take and to be honest, Jordan, I think that you are dead on with that. 'Cause I think that I say this all the time. Being 44 and owning a company is so much easier than being a teenager. I mean, so much easier and it's like hard, but the stress of like college and I didn't have applications for high school, but like anyway, it's very hard. I admire you. Okay, the last question. What advice do you give to your future self?
Well, advice I would give my future self. Probably, even if like my dreams then or now are big and or small, like just go for them, and like whatever's like happening, you're gonna get through it because there's been multiple other people that have probably wanted the exact same thing or struggled even harder than you're struggling right now. But just push through everything that's coming your way and you'll get to the end that where you want to be or somewhere even better.
I mean, you're a gem, Jordan. I cannot believe you're 13. Jeez, you from the mouths of babes, y'all. You are rad. You are so rad.
you.
Thank you so much for taking the time to do this
Yeah,
twice.
of course.
You know? And I
Yes.
asked you different questions. So, I really appreciate it. I think you're absolutely fabulous. Thank you so much, Jordan.
Thank you.